What the fuck is up? Was that TMIers? Welcome the fuck back. It's your bitch, Sadie Crowell, back telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the fucking truth.
This is gonna be episode 13. Wow, that's so weird. Episode 13, that's fucking crazy. I feel like I've been doing it for way too long to only have 13 episodes, but I promise you guys that once I have someone editing this, it's going to be very smooth going and easy. So once I have someone editing, we're going to be all good. We're going to be fine. But we're just in the process of that, and I have so many things on my hands to juggle that I can't do it all. I can't do it all. You guys don't give a fuck. But just know that's why there hasn't been an episode in a little bit, but we're fucking back. So we're not going to talk about it. We're going to act like it didn't happen. We're going to act like there's weekly episodes every week and I'm the most perfect human ever. Welcome back to Was That TMI with Sadie Crowell. What's up, fuckers? How are we doing? It's starting to be spring. The sun's finally starting to come out. Thank Jesus. Literally, I'm telling myself after this year, I'm never fucking doing winter again. It absolutely draws everything out of my soul. It makes me want to just... Yeah, I hate it. I sound like a bitch complaining about that because there's way worse things in the world, but genuinely, when I have the opportunity to live somewhere where it's warm and I know I'm so much happier and fun and nice and smiley and a good human being when it's warm outside, I'm gonna choose to go to the place where it's warm, you know what I mean? So I'm never doing winter again. Catch me in Florida Keys next winter. The sun is starting to come out, which means I'm getting very happy. I think we're all getting very happy. And, yeah, happy spring, almost, I think. Is April spring? I don't know. Today's episode, guys, I'm gonna catch you up on the bullshit in my life, everything that I've been doing, and also we're gonna have a little pep talk about believing in yourself and just loving yourself and being satisfied in your own skin, I guess, just like loving who you are. I don't know. I don't even know if I do that. I don't think I really think about that actually, but we're going to talk about it because a lot of people need to hear. And we're just going to talk about random ass shit because I'm in just that mood today. This episode's not going to be serious, guys. So if you're here for something serious, hop off, go choose another one. This one's just going to be a bunch of fuck shit. What I've been up to, though. Okay, so since my last podcast, let me see. When was my last podcast? Oh, it was my guy one. Since that came out, what have I been doing? Jeez, that was fucking a while ago. March 10th. Let's see. I always pull up my Snapchat memories to go through this, and then I post them on the Was That TMI Instagram page so you guys can see what's up. Okay, so YouTube has been my ride or die recently. I stopped loving it and then I started again. I think I've kind of explained that. So that's been like my grind platform recently, which it kind of, that's always been the one I've loved the most, but I just kind of got lazy with it and didn't really care. Now I'm back. I'm fucking back. And honestly, I want to say I'm back and better than ever because the videos I've been putting out are like my favorite videos that I've been doing on my channel. I just love it again. But with that being said, literally since I had not gone out since New Year's Eve. That sounds fucking crazy. You guys know me. You guys know Chad needs to fucking come out sometimes. Literally since New Year's Eve into like the last episode, I don't think I had gone out at all. I could be wrong. Maybe I did once, but I had not gone out at all. I live in Florida. I live in Pensacola. I don't know if I should say that, but whatever. I live in Pensacola with my parents. Nothing goes on there. I don't fucking know anyone there. Maybe shit does go on. I just haven't found anyone there. But, okay, you know what? Let me just explain this story because it's funny. So, back senior year, me and two of my friends, my best friends, we were on spring break. And we were this is so funny. We were in Destin, Florida. And so, we were like, we need to find people to hang out with, whatever. Well, I was going through my DMs and I kept on getting DM'd this same fucking address, like pull up, pull up, pull up. And it was the same address, like 30 guys, pull up. And we're like, bet, we're on spring break. Like, that sounds fucking awesome. So we're getting DM'd this address and I answered. They were like, yeah, pull up. It was like two streets down from us. So I'm like, okay. So one of the nights we go there, one of the fucking kids was walking outside and he was like, oh my God, Sadie's here. And he had a fucking beer in his hand and a cop literally sees him and goes, hey, what's that? And literally like pulls him over, and we're like, what the fuck? Should we even still walk into this house? So we're walking up to the house, and the parents of this house are like, come in, come in, come in. So we go in, and they're like, all the kids fucking stay in here. And it was so funny, because when me and my two best friends walked in, they had, like, been, like, DMing us, whatever, telling us to come. So it's like, everyone's trying to be quiet inside, and the parents don't know who us three girls are, but they're like, come inside, because of this fucking cop interaction going on. So we walk in, and we literally walk in. All the kids are just standing there, like, waiting to see what's going on with the cop shit. And then us three walk in, and they're all like, woo, yeah! It was funny as fuck. But we were with them on spring break, and we were seeing them all the time. And then one of the nights, some, like, a fight broke out, and we were like, okay. Like, I don't even know if we were like, let's not go back there. Something happened to where we were like, let's download fucking Tinder. And so I downloaded Tinder, and I found this one kid... this is so stupid, who plays baseball, and I was like, oh, like, that he plays baseball for this school, like, whatever. And then I looked him up on Instagram, realized that one of the kids I grew up with, like, followed him. They played on the same baseball team, so I'm like, okay, this kid's safe. So it was, like, the last night we were there, and I remember just, like, I think I Snapchatted him or something, because I got a Snapchat, and I was like, yo, what are you doing tonight? And he was like, we're all actually going to a party right now. Do you want us to pick you up? And we're like, fuck it. Yeah, sure. Come pick us up. So he picks us up with two other kids. We go to this party. I was fucking off my ass. I have so many pictures from it. Actually, we went to some fucking, like, trap house party beforehand. And it was, like, literally, I can't even express to you. I felt like I was at, like, I don't even fucking know how to explain it. But it was, like, this house in a neighborhood. But you walk in. Smelled like straight weed. There's fucking alcohol spill everywhere. There is literally, it is packed full. This house, if this was a second story of a house, the fucking ceiling would break. That's how many kids were in here, but it was a one story, so that couldn't happen. And when I say kids, yeah, it was like fucking 12-year-olds. We were like, let's get the fuck out of here. What the fuck? Literally, we're in this house, and it's a huge party, and it's all like, looked like fucking 12-year-old kids. And I was like, what in the fucking Wizard of Oz is going on? And so... we were there with the three kids, and then apparently the cops got called or something, so we left. Oh my god, I have so many memories from this night. I can't wait to send them to y'all or post them on the Instagram. It was that TMI. If you're not following it, go follow it because shit gets funny on there. And so we're at this party. We wind up leaving. Well, when we're leaving outside, I got, like, mobbed. Never in my life does that really happen, but I think one of the kids was like, that's Sadie, and I think it was, like, being told that we were, like, in Destin hanging out with these kids or whatever. I don't fucking know. Ew, I sound so fucking, like, egotistical right there. I'm not at all. It was literally, like, weird shit. But these kids start coming up with, like, the flash on their phones. And like, Sadie. And when I say, like, it was a bunch of kids because so many kids were there. And it's, like, if someone... even if it's just one person that notices me or says, like, oh, I watch your shit, it gets everyone else being, like, wait, what? What's going on? Who is that? You know what I mean? So, it's, like, if you were to, like... be with a friend and they were to see someone on the side of the road and be like, holy fuck, that's so-and-so, and then other people were going up to them, you're gonna then be like, oh shit, I want to go up to him. You know what I mean? So I think that's what was happening. People's flashes were all over the place, like, taking pictures, and I'm like, fuck, and they're like, we need to get out of here. And I, like, get shoved into the back of this fucking, I think it was like a Tahoe, oh my god, I just perped, Tahoe car. I literally was like, holy fuck, I just felt like Addison fucking Rae for a second. But we get in this car and we go to another party where I was absolutely sloshed, met so many people, and then the next morning, I kind of just, like, brushed it off. I was kind of just like, okay, yeah, last night was really fun. All those kids are really cool. And then I was thinking, because I moved to Florida, but at the time, I had lived in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, because that's where I used to live, and I knew over the summer, I was going to be moving to Florida, and Destin's only, like, an hour or so away from where my family was moving, and I was like, you know what? I need to keep all these kids, like, in mind, because when I move, I'm gonna be a lonely-ass fucking cunt, and I'm gonna need friends. So, luckily, I did keep in touch with them. I've had the best fucking... I mean, I wasn't over there all the time during the summer, but we had some really fun nights in the summer after I had moved down there. And let me just say, thank God for these kids, because they make me so happy. Like, I've been hanging out with them. That's what the whole thing was, where I haven't drank since New Year's Eve. I've been in Florida trying to grind, but then... I think it was one night I went over because some of the kids that are in college now were home for, like, a weekend. So they came, I went out with them, and then I went out again later in the week with another friend. And then it's really good to take breaks. Like, I think it's really good. As much as, like, I'm, like, I didn't want to, like, cut off drinking, but I do, once I start drinking, I can't really stop. So I was kind of like, I do need to get a grasp on this. And if I want to keep grinding YouTube or the podcast or merch, I gotta fucking work. I gotta fucking get my ass up and I gotta work for it. Oh my God, I just sounded like Kim Kardashian. I knew that if I kept on relying on drinking and having fun on the weekends to like fill up, I feel like the like loneliness in me, it was gonna fuck me up. So now it's like with YouTube, I'm in such a good place. Same with the podcast, just everything. I'm in a good place where it fills me up. Like this, once again, is like my passion. I love it. I get excited to do these things. I'm going to film. Like that's what I'm looking forward to. But it is also good to have a balance of like, okay, yes, I'll do this all the time, but I have to realize at the end of the day, I'm a human being and I need to go have fun. So I've had fun the past 2 weeks. I have gone out and had a little bit of fun. And oh my God, I actually met some Was That TMIers because there's this one bar over in Destin that everyone goes to. And that's like where I've been going with these kids. Whenever I'm there, I get to meet a lot of you guys, which is so cool. And especially because it's like spring break, vacation, everyone's coming down. So I get to meet a lot of you guys. And it's just, it's awesome. I've had a really, really good past month overall with fucking everything. And I've just been absolutely over the moon. That's kind of my catch up on life. But I'll post a fuck ton of those memories. I did go film over in PCB, Panama City Beach, because it was spring break and people were over there. And when I tell you, I think that might be my best video yet. I don't know, maybe not. Actually, yeah, sure, it is. No, it's not. So fucking indecisive. I don't know. I just loved it so much because I had to. So I've been doing those videos where I wear the mic and I kind of walk around and fuck with people. And while many people are like, she's so confident, she's so awesome, this will bring us into our episode today, what it's all about. But many people are like, she's so confident, she's awesome, like, how does she like go up and talk to you, blah, blah, blah. I do have a switch. I do have a switch where I am missing that. Like, for example, I wanted to go, there was this car meetup in PCB. This is what this week's YouTube video will be about. And I was like, I know I want to go over there and I know I want to vlog it, but I don't want to hold my camera because when I hold my camera, I just don't capture as many things. I want someone else to film it for me. Well, in order to have someone else film it for me, I have to find someone that's willing to do it. And I might not know that person. I might not know that person. I might not know, like, what they're like, who they're friends with, whatever. Well, I know some kids over in Destin who do videos. They have a filmer, and they were like, you can use them. And they were like, hey, we'll go with you to PCB. We can do stuff, too. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was with my friends in Destin that I'm really close with because we were all hanging out the night before, and the next day we were going over to PCB. I was going to ride with them and go and just bring my camera, and if anything came up, I would film it. And then I was like, or I can go with the kids who also do YouTube stuff, who I don't really know as well, who I don't know their filmer, I don't know who it's going to be. It was a little bit like, I was nervous. I was a little bit like, it would be easier to go with the kids that I'm closer with and maybe not get footage. Like, I'll be more kind of comfortable. And it's, but I was like, you know what? No, I need to go and I want to go film. So I went with these other kids that I didn't really necessarily know that well. And I didn't know who the filmer was. And I have to go over there thinking in the back of my mind, like, what if we get over there and there's nothing to film? Like, what if we get over there and nothing's going on and I like have a filmer filming me and it's just, I look like a fucking idiot. Like, it's just like nothing's going on. I'm just walking around and I look like a dumbass. Like, that shit goes through my head. Although when the camera does turn on, I turn into a different fucking, like, not a different person, but I just get like a fucking adrenaline rush. It's like camera confidence in a way. As soon as that like red button gets clicked, I literally am just like, let's fucking go. It's go time. Like, I'm gonna talk to everyone. Like, I don't give a fuck. But a part of me is like nervous. And I had said that to the kids after, the like kids that also do YouTube stuff and their filmer. I was like, guys, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of shitting myself before we, and one of them was like, I could tell. He was like, I could tell that you were nervous. And they were like, but we kind of wanted to come with you, walk around with you. That way we were just like there. So God bless those people. I mean, I've been so fucking blessed to have good people handed to me in my life. And it's created, like, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't meet the people I meet today or all the time. And it's, yeah, I'm really grateful for those kids. But I wanted to tell that story because I'm not always this person who just doesn't have a thought go through my head. I overthink like a bitch. Like, I think that's the one thing in my life that if I could change it, I would, and I'm working on it, is overthinking. I overthink everything. I stress the future. I stress the present. Like, I overthink every little thing I do, and it shouldn't be that way. And I think it has to do a lot with me kind of being alone in this. I don't really know anyone else in, like, the social media field, I guess. So it's kind of like, that's why I overthink it all. And that's why I get this like unconfident Sadie in my life. And that's kind of what that is. I wanted to show you guys that. But then I also wanted to talk about that. I have really low lows. I don't want to seem like this person on the internet that's just always, I mean, I try and be as positive as I can. And I want to be someone that people can go watch and then leave that video and want to go like out fucking side, or like just like go have fun or talk to people or meet someone or smile at someone or give someone a compliment. Like, I want to be like positive and like sunshine in a way, but at the same time, I'm a human fucking being. I'm not perfect. I don't just all the time, I'm not just happy all the time. For people that are, damn, I fucking wish. But I try and just stay positive. That's the one thing I will say. But I do have my low lows, and my low lows are very fucking low. And my highs go really high, but, like, if you were to talk to my parents about it, my mom would be like, Sadie can wake up, and she can be on cloud nine, and she can just think the world is beautiful, and it's rainbows and butterflies, and she's gonna go about her day, and do whatever she wants, and she doesn't care what anyone thinks. Or I could wake up, and she's gonna be like, Sadie's not gonna be good today. She's gonna be kind of sad, and she's gonna be whatever. And I think that's a reason why I kind of wish I had a friend in all this, or someone I could have with me in all of this all the time, or just even like, I can't have a friend that's on my schedule, if that makes sense. Like, I don't have anyone who, well, I don't have anyone that can just be with me, I guess, all the time, which you don't want to be with someone all the time. But if I want to go have, like, hang out with friends, I have to like put in like effort, which is fine, but I don't know, it does get kind of lonely. And that's why I think I get my lows, and then I overthink, and I think, wait, I don't want to be lonely because I like being with people, and I don't want that to happen. And then it's kind of like, I'm worried, like, oh wait, well, if YouTube doesn't even work out at the end of the day, am I gonna have people around me, blah blah blah. And it does when I start overthinking it, I get in my head like, I can't do it, I can't, this isn't gonna work, I can't do it, it's too much, I just want to go have fun. But I know damn well that that's not true. I know that that's not true. And I just tell myself, whenever I get that low, I just tell myself, the highs are so worth it, I can't let the lows get to me. So it's like, having those like unconfident days, or like, I'm gonna fail, I don't believe in myself days, I have to remember the days when I'm like confident as fuck in loving life, and I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it better than everyone else if I can. It's just kind of like, I have to remember those thoughts when I'm having the low thoughts. But that's what I mean when I was saying earlier too, it's good to take a break, because it's like, I think I was, although I did have a really good month last month, I was getting in my head so much, and that's when I was kind of like, I need to still be a kid, I need to still go out with my friends and do what I've done since I've grown up. I'll never lose that. I never want to lose my home. And that's why I said I'm so grateful for those kids in Destin, because they're like my fucking home. Like, it's weird. Growing up in the South, I feel like I've learned so much, and friends and family are so big to me. So it's like, those kids in Destin, I've known them for not even a year, but I would call like a few of them family, like 1000%. They could call me, I'm in Georgia right now, and they could call me and say, I need you to be here with me tomorrow for this, I really need you. And I would go. They're like family to me. Like, it's weird, but that's like, I don't even know what the fuck, why am I just like, why am I getting like emotional over like my friends and family? I don't even know what I'm saying, but just, I want you guys to know I have low lows. Also with this and the confident thing and the overthinking, I guess this goes more with overthinking, is that like, that happens with anyone, I feel like, in life. I feel like anyone overthinks, and everyone stresses about future what's going to happen next. Like, you know what I mean? I was listening to actually another podcast the other day, and it was a girl who has like a good job, and she was like, but I'm thinking like, oh, I'm this age, like, where am I going to be in 2 years? And what am I always going to be overthinking? Like, what's going to happen? And I think that's true. I think honestly, we all in our lives are going to overthink kind of forever. And it's like, you just have to try and mask it. You have to try and realize like, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm supposed to be. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. But when the doubt comes in, it does. It all spirals down, and it gets stressful as fuck, and it gets, like, you second guess every little move you're making. Like, you're like, I'm gonna do this, and then you're like, wait, but how is that gonna affect this, and how is this actually where I should be? Even, like, people in school, it's like college. Like, some people want to go to college, and some people don't, but some people are like, well, if I don't go, then I'm kind of, like, doing something different than everyone else, and then I'm gonna regret it. And it's just, I was talking to a lady last night at a restaurant, and she was saying how she worked in the restaurant business, and she grew up, I think, in Ohio, and then she was naming, like, 7 different places that she moved to. And one of those was the fucking Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's like, yeah, I moved there for 2 years. And I was like, whoa, what? And she was like, yeah, me and 2 of my guy friends just moved there. We kind of up and moved there. And just, we worked in the restaurant business, so we knew that we could get a job out there. So we moved there, and it was the best time of my life. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I want to do that. And she was like, do it. She was like, why don't you? She was like, I mean, if you want to do it, fucking do it. And I was like, you know, that's when money comes in for me. Like, I'm kind of like when I was in 9th grade, I wanted to do YouTube, but I wanted to be this, like, travel YouTube. Like, I kind of found Jay Alvarez's videos and was like, oh my God, I want to do that. And I was always like, how the fuck are these people making fucking money? Like, people literally say like, oh, like, even on TikTok, I'll scroll through and I'll see bitches be like, oh yeah, I travel the world every day, I've been to these countries and blah, blah, and you can actually do it for cheap, but no one fucking tells you how. Literally, I would always look up how to make money so you can travel, whatever. No one tells you how to actually do it. Like, at the end of the day, no one's actually like, this is how to do it. People are just like, just do it, it's easy. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Some of us have $5 in our bank account. What are you talking about? Just go live your life and do it. And she was saying it, though, and I was like, you know what, in a way, you kind of have to, like, leap and then let the parachute catch you. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to take these big jumps, but just know that you're going to be caught. It's like, you might have $5 in your bank account, and you might have to work up some money to be able to get out there. But once you get out there, it is kind of like, well, then where do I live? Whatever. And she was saying, she was like, I lived in, like, a hotel for 3 weeks, and I was going off my savings, and then it's like, I finally found a place where I could live, and I was making enough money to where I could pay for it. And so, and I'm like, damn, like, you know what? I feel like you really just got to take jumps. You can't have everything planned out. You can't. And that's what I try and tell myself about YouTube. It's like, when I'm going to film a video, even PCB, I'm trying in my head to, like, figure out, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do if this happens. This is what I'll do if this happens. And it's like, you can't plan shit. You kind of just got to go. And you have to take jumps. You have to make yourself uncomfortable. When you get too comfortable in something, you're not going to ever take your next step. You know what I mean? You can't get too comfortable. And at the end of the day, we're a lot of us, I feel like, listening. Oh, I think my computer is, like, on fire. Oh, yep, she's hot as a bitch. Maybe I should pause this for a second. Sorry, yeah, I did indeed pause that. I'm recording this in Tom the Toyota, my car, and my computer was charging in the back, but I had to have the car on, and then it just got really hot, but I just whipped up the AC really quick and gave my computer, like, a fan shower, in a way, like an air shower, like a water shower, but air. Anyways, I think a lot of us listening are young, is what I was gonna say. And I think a lot of us, even if we're fucking not young, it literally does not matter where you are in life, but it's just like, we all have to remember that it's like, we only get one time here. And it's, but I never wanna put myself in a place and be like, look, guys, live your life, do what you want. Like, if you wanna move to fucking even the Virgin Islands and just live here and take social media pictures and do it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people on social media have it a little bit twisted because they're like, live your life, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, well, you literally make money online, so you can up and move to fucking Puerto Rico and just live it up because you're making money online. Someone who doesn't have that opportunity and has to have a job to make money can't go up and do that. You know what I mean? So I never want to be the bitch who's like, live your life, blah, blah. But it's like, fuck, that's why I even try and stay in my little fucking town in Florida I live in, because there's not fucking shit there. Everyone I meet there who knows me off YouTube is like, Sadie, why the fuck did you move here? And I'm like, ask my fucking father. But really, it's like, in a way, I like staying there, and I like that I'm alone, and I like that I'm having to dig to find someone to film me, because I'm like, you know what? I want to show people you can be wherever the fuck you are, and you can do it. You can fucking, like, I like the fact, in a way, or the fact that all my friends went to college, and I was alone, because I think I've grown a lot from it, and I think I've learned a lot from it, and I've realized, I mean, I'm very blessed. I don't want to downplay, like, I've had a very good life, and I'm very blessed for every opportunity. I never want to seem like I'm going through shit, and I live alone, and blah, blah, and I don't know what to do, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people without a fucking roof over their head, so I'm very lucky. But I'm just saying, in social media, I'm actually glad that I kind of went from having a lot of friends with me all the time to no one, because it taught me, like, shit changes, and you have to adapt. But I want to show you guys as well, it works. It can work, and I want you guys to know that situations that you guys fall into a lot with yourself or with life, I'm the same fucking way. I don't care if I have 800,000 followers on YouTube or 100,000 people listening to this podcast or whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm literally fucking human at the end of the day. That's never gonna fucking change. And I don't know. I don't even realize the fact that I have people that I like inspire, I guess. Like, I do when I meet you guys. Like, I'll meet you guys sometimes and you guys will cry and be like, Sadie, you don't realize, like, you've helped me so much. I don't even really realize it because I just feel fucking human. Like, I just feel like, which I am, but I just feel like so many people in this world get it twisted and they act a certain way to where people who aren't in the social media world view it as this, like, beauty and this, like, standard, and, like, they're unhuman and they're not even a person. It's like, when anyone walks up to me and asks for a picture, I have a conversation with them. I ask them where they're from. I'm actually fucking interested in their life because I'm like, it's just, we're all fucking human. We all came out of a vagina. We're all the same. And I don't even know where that came from. Why do I keep on fucking babbling about random ass shit? Damn it. But no, it really is. I deal with real life shit. Like, it's so weird. It's just, I don't even feel like, because I know before I did social media, I would watch YouTubers and I felt like they didn't have to deal with any actual human being problems. Like, they're in such a different world. Like, it's almost like a different fucking universe that they live in. So it's like so different, but it's like, I'm still the same girl I was before I had all this. And like in 9th grade, when I was like, I want to do YouTube, but I don't know if it's going to work out, but I'm going to try. I would look at someone like, literally Emma Chamberlain, and I would be like, damn, she already has it. So like, she's good. But it's like, no, she's had 0 followers one day and she wanted YouTube to work and she had to fucking go for it. You know what I mean? It's like, we all start somewhere and no matter where we get, we're all on the same fucking level. No one is above anyone else in this world. And that's the one thing that I want to always preach. Everyone is the fucking same. We all came out of a fucking vagina. I don't care if you were the fucking president of our country. If you walk in a room, you're going to be treated the same way anyone else will. In my opinion, that's how I think it should be. And that's how I'll always be. I'm babbling so much, but whatever. This is just a fucking ramble episode, but I'm here for it. And honestly, you guys like it when it's like that. If I had the opportunity, like if I met 2 people, no, let me give an example of something. One time I went to, and this has nothing to do with anyone. Everyone, like I said, I still see equally, whatever. I went to a content house and it was with people who do the social media stuff. And we were all kind of like going to do shit together, like collab, whatever. And you would think that it's like you walk in that place and all eyes are going to be on the people who do social media, like including myself. I was in there like that. And we had people come in and out and like, you know, people's eyes are normally drawn to the quote unquote main act. Well, they had a filmer who does film stuff for them. And like, he was a photographer, whatever. Man was funny as fuck. He was so fucking funny. And he was just like nice and sweet. And like, I'm not saying no one else was. Everyone was cool. But I liked him. I liked the filmer. I was like, yo, let's do a fucking video together. You're funny as fuck. And it's like, most people would see that and be like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, why wouldn't she do it with the people who also, like, have followers and shit? And it's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, that shit doesn't fucking matter. It's stupid. Like, it literally does not matter. I don't care if you have 30 fucking million followers. I'm gonna treat you the same as I will the guy I meet at the fucking grocery store who's helping me pick out a tomato. You know what I mean? It's just, everything gets so twisted, and I feel like people forget that we're all on the same level, and it's like, we all deal with the same shit. We all go through days where we don't believe in ourselves, don't have confidence. No one is just perfect and happy and smiley all the time. No matter what position you get put in, you can probably be handed all the money in the world. I bet you that person will have the same, like, insecurities and shit like that that someone with $0 do. People always say money buys happiness. I want to be the person who's like, it does not. It definitely helps with being comfortable. Like, I'm very grateful to be in the position I am in because I have stresses, and I can't imagine if I was still trying to, I mean, I was at a time trying to do YouTube and I didn't have money, but I was with my parents and I was blessed for that. But it's like, I can't imagine still wanting to try and do this and also trying to figure out, like, what my next meal is going to be and where I'm going to sleep tonight. So yes, money can definitely put you in a comfortable position and make stuff easier. I do agree. But at the end of the day, if someone was like, hey, Sadie, I just want to let you know, here are your two options. You can live paycheck to paycheck the rest of your life and... but you can be healthy and happy and have a family, have kids or whatever and whatever. Or we'll hand you $20 million right here and you can do whatever you want, but you're probably not going to be that happy. Fuck the money. Fuck the money. Like, it's just, at the end of the day, life is about the memories you make, the people you meet, and the love that you can give and the love that you can receive. So with money, yes, it's great. It makes things easier, but... we all need a, I think it's like, yes, you have to think about that to, in order to live, but at the same time, the little things are what makes life life. If I were to pull out of this thing today, where I'm sitting in a parking garage filming this episode, and get in a fucking car accident and die, oh my god, I shouldn't even put that into the universe. Where can I knock? Knocked on wood. What was all the worry about? What was all the worry about? What was I worried about? I was worried about the future. I was worried about this week's video. I was worried about so-and-so, and it's like, why? I died. I'm fucking dead now. So I was just so worried about that, and it doesn't even get to happen. Yes, have your priorities straight. Have a work ethic. Do what you gotta do. But appreciate every single day and every little thing in it. And the stress, the worries, it's just, I'm even working on it. I gotta try and stop. I have to try and stop overthinking. But I think everyone in life does. And I don't think that it's all of a sudden gonna be a switch to where we all are like, you know what? Sadie Curl said in her podcast that we should appreciate every day and everything, so we're not going to stress. No. We're all fucking human, but you guys know what I mean. It's like, you gotta appreciate everything, and just know, at the end of the day, think about, like, lay your head down at night, and know what you're grateful for, and know that not every day is promised, so... laying down in bed at night, stressing the fuck out, it's like, look forward to waking up in the morning and walking outside or some shit. That's what I've been trying to do. Like, Jesus, I've always been the person who will talk to anyone, but I mean, I'm fucking up here in Georgia in a parking garage filming my episode, and there was construction workers fucking on the side of the road doing some shit, and I'm going past them with my windows rolled down, listening to Tyler Childers, honking my horn, waving nice and big, smiling, and they're waving and smiling, and they're probably like, who is this white girl? Who the fuck? But it's like, I'm like, aw, so cute. Like, it gives me serotonin. That's what I look forward to, shit like that. Okay, that's kind of the end of my ramble session. Jesus, that was so much. I'm going to ask you guys to ask me some questions on the Was That TMI episode. Life updates, things like that. We're just going to get into all of it. You guys always ask funny shit. So here we go. Question time, baby. Oh my god, I just burped. Also, I just realized on the Instagram, I posted a picture 6 days ago, getting through editing somehow, or gotta get through editing somehow. Yo, Alexa, play Tuesday. Feet Drake, and it's me holding a High Noon, and Kelly comments, stop. Fucking hilarious. Okay, question time. Okay, literally, this question right here. This girl said, how the fuck do you look like you don't stress about anything? That's the thing that I wanted this episode to be about, is that, like, I fucking do. I try and put on, not a front that I don't, but I just don't want to show it, because it's like, I feel like if I show that I do, it's kind of showing that, like,
I don't know. Maybe it's like I try and be like, just live. It's fine. Don't care. But at the end of the day, my brain keeps on going. It keeps going. But you really just, I don't think it's about not stressing. I think it's about how to deal with stressing. You know what I mean? We can't just flip a switch, like I said, and not stress. It's more so like you have to know how to deal with it. And I think in those moments, you really just need to stop, take a breather, and realize like you have your whole fucking life ahead of you and it's fine. Just chill out. It's all gonna fall into place. It's all gonna be okay. Faith is really big for me. Have faith. This girl said, what's one thing you will never regret doing? I try and live with no regrets at all, honestly. Even if I make like a really fucked up mistake, I don't regret it because I think that that was meant to happen for a reason. But like the biggest thing I think I don't regret is starting my YouTube channel, because I remember I was wanting to do it so badly in high school. And I did it in 9th grade. People found out about it. I deleted fucking everything. And then I was in my best friend McKinley's neighborhood driving to her house. And I knew I didn't want to go to college. And I knew after high school, I was going to be a quote-unquote real estate agent. That's what I would tell everyone I was going to do. That was my plan. And I knew in the back of my mind I wanted to do YouTube. And in a way, I knew it was going to happen. But I don't know. I never wanted to say that to anyone. And so I was in McKinley's neighborhood. And I was driving. And I always have this thing like, if in 10 years people aren't going to remember it, don't fucking worry about it. Like, if you're at a party and you fucking throw up everywhere and you're super embarrassed, in 10 years, no one's going to fucking remember it. Like, if your fucking nipple comes out on a boat and everyone sees it, or your nudes get leaked, it's like, in 10 years, people aren't going to fucking be talking about it. People will be in their own fucking lives doing whatever. Fuck, in 3 years, it's going to happen. In months, it'll happen. But I remember sitting there and I was thinking about how I always would say that. In 10 years, it's not going to matter. Won't fucking, no one will care. And I was like, what's my biggest regret going to be? And it was literally like, I'm going to look back on not starting my YouTube channel because I was worried people in high school who I don't even fucking talk to now are going to make fun of it. And I was like, that will be my biggest regret, is not doing it, because who knows what could happen. So I fucking did it, and look what the fuck happened. Like, it's crazy. It blows my fucking mind. But I'm like, you're meant to have those doubting thoughts in order to get past them. I feel like if you just thought, fuck it, like if I just didn't care ever and was like, yeah, I'm going to start a YouTube because I don't give a fuck what anyone think. I mean, I did have to get that mindset in, but at first I was scared as fuck. I was like, I'm going to get made fun of. Everyone's going to think I look like a fucking idiot. But oh my God, a fucking bug just flew on my computer and I literally just had to kill him. He's right underneath my MacBook Pro logo in the crease of my computer. That's fucking disgusting. Okay. Anyways, if I never had to go through that like mindset, how could I show you guys I went through it too, you know? It's like, I'm glad I went through the mindset of, fuck, I'm gonna get made fun of, like, whatever. Because now I get to say, I felt that way too, and you might feel that way right now, but at the end of the day, in 10 years, no one's gonna fucking care. No one's gonna remember. Honestly, in 10 years, now people might be like, I went to school with Sadie Crowell. You know what I mean? Like, who fucking knows? Who knows what can come from it? So that's the one thing that I will never regret, is starting it up in high school. How many bodies? Guys, whoa. Oh, this one said, do you wish you never got famous? Okay, I wouldn't say famous, but I know what you mean. No, I don't. It was always my dream to do this. And I will say, when all my friends went to college, I was trying to visit them at college and live the college life, and I can't go. I'm not trying to like hype myself up, but like, just literally, this is like a known, like, I've experienced it, so I know. I've gone a million times. I can't go to like FSU, like a bar, without all night having people come up to me, which is fucking amazing. I love it. I literally wouldn't trade it for anything. I think it's the most fun thing. Like, when I meet you guys, I'm literally like, shots, let's fucking go. But like, I remember when I was trying to just live the college lifestyle and just be normal with my friends, it was like, I was like, I wish that this wasn't a thing. Because I felt like, too, if like, I'm in a bar and some hot guy walks up to me and he's like, hey, like, nice to meet you, like, I think you're really like pretty or like whatever, and he's like, let me buy you a drink, like whatever, it's like, I in my head am like, they're only talking to me because someone told them who I am, or like, they already know who I am. So it's like, no one's gonna meet me and genuinely be like, who's this girl? Like, they're just gonna see me as like this person on a pedestal. So when it came to that type of stuff, I was like, fuck this. Like, I fucking hate this. Like, I wish that I could just be normal. Like, I'm like, what if I didn't have all this stuff? Would this guy even think I'm hot? Would this guy even fucking like be talking to me right now. Like, that would go through my head. Now, I don't really give a fuck because I can see right fucking through it. Like, it's so easy to see right through it. And I love it now. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Ooh, this is fun. This has nothing to do with anything. But this person said, what do you want to name your future kids if you have any? I've always been in love with Blake for a girl. I think Blake is so cute. Or, like, Blakely. I think that's fucking adorable. I love Alana. I think Alana's so cute. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sitting in a parking garage. I'm sitting in a parking garage right now filming this. And I've literally been here for, like, hours just laying on the concrete in the sun while you guys were giving me questions. And some fucking cop just walked up here and, like, was looking around. Someone definitely called and was like, there's a dead girl laying in the top of the parking garage. But he didn't see me, so it's fine. Blakely, Alana, this is so stupid. Why am I telling you guys this? I love for boys, Dawson, Travis, Noxley. I love the name Rosie. I think that's so cute. I don't know. I love, names are so cute. Anyways, I don't even know if I'm gonna have kids. Who knows? Jesus. How to get the IDGAF attitude without seeming bitchy. Okay, that's something too that makes me worried, or not worried, but I feel somewhat like I don't want to be intimidating. I don't want to be this big bad bitch that's like, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Fuck you. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, no, I don't want to be like that. Like, at the end of the day, if someone's going to be a cunt to me just out of, like, their own insecurities, they're just going to be a cunt. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't give a fuck. But it's like, I actually, when it comes down to it, would like to say I think I'm a very nice person. Like, if I think I've upset someone or someone thinks I don't like them, it really fucking bothers me. Like, it bothers me a lot. And I don't think, like, even, like, I still deal with girls that, I mean, I'm just not the biggest fan of a lot of, no offense, this, I don't want to say girls because that's not true, but, like, it's just, girls are really hard. Girls fucking lie. Like, girls are sneaky. And, like, literally recently, there's this one girl I know that is in, like, the social media world, whatever. And I know for a fact she fucking lies. Like, she literally, she reminds me of, like, a girl from high school that used to just lie her whole life away. And I'm like, what is going on? But you just come to realize, like, nothing's gonna change. For some reason, they just lie about every single thing. So, whatever. And she tried to, like, play this card with me. Like, is there an issue? Blah, blah. And I'm like, I could easily be like, fuck you, you fucking lied to me about this, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just kind of like, hey, you honestly, you do you. I don't really give a fuck. Like, just kind of, I can see right through it, so I'm not going to deal with it. But if that's how you are, it's fine. No worries. No bad blood. I think you're a good person. Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? It's like, I genuinely don't give a fuck because I know that's how people can be. But it's like, I'm not gonna be a cunt to them. It's kind of just like, whatever. Like, just do your thing. Do you. I'll be nice to you. I would never talk shit on you. I would never tell someone. But it's just like, whatever. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Or it's like, even going out in person, like, I'll go and talk to people and fuck with people just because I don't really care. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna be a nice human being. Like, I'm not gonna just be a cunt to people and be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, even, I'm trying to think. Like, it's kind of like, I wouldn't want to go and, like, cause a huge scene somewhere and be like, I don't give a fuck, fuck, like, fuck everyone, like, they're all being, like, whatever. Like, I wouldn't want to do that because it's, like, at the end of the day, you could be, like, I guess ruining that person's day. I don't really know. You want to be nice, but at the same time, just don't worry about what other people think about you, I guess, in a way. What do you think you'll be doing in 20 years? No fucking idea. I do really want to move somewhere tropical while I'm young. And I think that I want to do it for, like, at least 6 months. Like, it sounds crazy. And it's, like, it's hard with what I do. Like, with YouTube, I'm trying to, like, be places where a lot of people are right now and be surrounded by that. But genuinely, I do think moving somewhere, like, tropical. And I don't really want to go to Hawaii just because I feel like a lot of people are in Hawaii. And it's, like, kind of its own vibe. Like, I'd kind of want to go somewhere where not a ton of people know what it's really like and kind of, like, be able to film it and stuff like that, meet people. Like, I really want to travel and, like, step into other people's shoes and film it. Like, I think that'd be so sick. So in 20 years, I would like to say I'd probably be, like, kind of settled down because I want to experience a lot when I'm young, but I need to get the fucking ball rolling with that shit. I'm looking for a filmer. So if anyone's interested, hit me the fuck up. Someone said, how do I put myself out there? I just moved and I'm doing online school and it's so hard. I mean, that's hard. It is, like, putting yourself out there, it is difficult, and I'm kind of blessed and not blessed in the situation. I'm very blessed, but it's good in the situation I'm in, because it's like, if I meet someone that doesn't know who I am, I'm like, hey, like, what's up? I'll talk to him. Like, literally, I remember this one kid that at this surf shop out at the beach. I met him, talked to him. He had no fucking clue who I was. I didn't give a fuck, though. It's like, I got to know him, then he added me on Snapchat, and he still didn't know who I was. And it was cool, because I knew that he had no idea, like, what that little fucking verification mark on my Snapchat meant. And I'm like, dope. And it's like, I get to know him and stuff like that, and then he does realize who I am, and it's kind of, he doesn't really treat me differently, but it's kind of like, you'll be able to see who's true and who's not. Fuck, this doesn't really have to do with the question, I guess. I mean, it's kind of like, with me, sometimes I don't want to put myself out there, because I'm like, if people know who I am, they might act like they don't, and it's like, it's weird, because I feel like I'm in a position, too, where I could just go hang out with a bunch of other people who do what I do, and it'd be comfortable, but it's like, fuck that, I don't want to do that. I want to meet real fucking people that live, like, real live shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to live in some alter reality. So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know, to the girl who asked that question, it's like, literally, when I go to the grocery store, this is kind of fucked up, but if I see someone who looks interesting, I act like I know them. Like, I'll be like, hey, you look really fucking familiar. And it's like, I say that a lot, and it's like, even if they don't look familiar, I'll still say that, but it's a really good, like, I guess, conversation starter with someone, because it's like, you then will learn a lot about them. Like, if you say, hey, you look really familiar, do I know you? They're like, didn't they tell you their name? Oh, what school did you go to? Where did you grow up at? Because I feel like I know you. Really? You don't. But it's like, you feel like you do. So you get to learn a lot about them right there and then. And then it's like, maybe they'll be like, well, what's your number? Or you can be like, I would be like, hey, do I know you? They're like, no, I fucking grew up here. Who the fuck are you? And I'm like, oh, I moved here from Atlanta, but you look so familiar. They're like, oh, you moved from Atlanta? Like, what for? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I moved here. I don't really know anyone. They're most likely going to be like, oh shit. Well, what's your number? Or what's this? Like, you know, it's kind of like, it's scary. Luckily for me, I don't give a fuck. So I will just be like, oh, hey, what's up? But for people who are kind of like shy or like to stay in their own little bubble, it's kind of like, just take it step by step, day by day, branch out a little bit more and more. It's like, even if you just go to like a fucking drive-thru and get a coffee, just like literally talk to the person. Just be like, hey, how are you? Like, how's your day going? Stuff like that. And it's really crazy, but listen to fucking everything and anything that people have to say to you, because you learn so much. It's insane. Like, you really will learn a lot. I always listen to people. It could literally be a homeless man on the side of the road talking up some fucking weird shit. But you gotta listen, because you never know. Like, you never know what someone's gonna tell you. People are saying, can I be your filmer? Actually, seriously, if you're interested in being my filmer, please hit up official@sadiecrowell.com. If you're interested in being my filmer, official@sadiecrowell.com. Please hit them up. But you gotta be flexible. You gotta be flexible. Guys, I think that's gonna wrap up the episode for today. Definitely go check out the @thatwasthattmi Instagram account, because I'm gonna be posting a lot of memories from things I talked about in this. And guys, at the end of the day, love yourself, be kind, be nice to people, and just be yourself, because that's all you got. I do want to start doing this, though, on every podcast episode. And if you don't want to listen, you don't have to, but I highly encourage it, because it helps me a lot. I have this little book in my car that I got at some boot store, actually. And it's like a little, it says when Jesus speaks to a woman's heart. But it can be for guys too, if you're listening. But it just says, it tells you, like, it's like each page has a little bit of advice, and I try and read it every day when I get in my car. So I'm going to start reading one at the end of every episode, or at least try to. Okay, here was mine today. It says, I know exactly what you need and when you need it. I know the thoughts of all people, including you and those around you. For me, there's no surprises. Before you are even done praying, before the words have left your lips, an answer is on its way. There can be no delay. Know this as a fact. Live this in your life. Be assured that there is not one thing I do not know. Understand that all my knowledge is too much for you, and that there is a reason you don't know or have all the answers. That's what the faith thing is all about. To be saved from the world of humankind and your own self, you must have complete faith and trust that I am here. I know all. I am listening to your prayers. I am always moving and putting things in place for your good. I am always working in your life, because your life is precious to me, and nothing on heaven or earth can separate you from my love. So come pray, and I'll move in your life for good. And then the quote is, before I had finished praying in my heart, I saw Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water. Genesis 24:45. The quotes at the end kind of confuse me. But I love this book because, and people ask me all the time to share, what's that thing called? It's like a, your testimony. I don't really have one. I've always just kind of believed in God. And people are like, I don't know if it's real. And it's like, I don't have a way of convincing people. I don't really know. But just for me, like, I know he's there. Like, I just know that he's up there and I have faith. Like, literally I can have the worst day in the world and every little thing can go wrong. But in my head, I'm like, God, what are you doing right now? Why are you having this happen to me? It's like, are you having a laugh up there or something? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just, he has every day planned out for us and you just got to go with it and roll with it. And there's a reason that everything happens. And even what it said right there, I know exactly what you need and when you need it, just have faith. So that's what I do. And I don't know. He's awesome. So if he's not your best friend, you should start talking to him. He's dope. But that's going to be the end of the episode, guys. I love you so much. Yeah, you guys are the best. Be kind, be sweet, have fun. At the end of the day, don't give a fuck. Thanks for listening. That was What's That TMI with Sadie Crowell. Love you.